He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Thursday, April 30th, and tonight, the Texans will announce who will make the Houston Texans cheerleader squad for 2009. Yes, there are 42 women who hope to be on that squad, and cheerleader services manager Alto Geary will be announcing the final group. So you can go to HoustonTexans.com to get live coverage of this because we will be streaming it live and then interviewing some of the new cheerleaders afterwards. As part of our draft cast segment this week, we sat down with offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan. And Kyle got an interesting draft because, you know, the Texans didn't have a lot of needs on offense. They ranked third in the NFL in offense last season. So they ended up with three offensive draft picks, Antoine Caldwell, who's a center slash guard, and then two tight ends, and Anthony Hill and James Casey. Well, here's what Shanahan had to say about these guys and how they'll fit into his scheme and his packages. And here's what he also had to say about the running back situation.
The 2009 draft was an interesting one for offense because you guys didn't have a lot of holes. You were ranked third in the NFL on offense last season, and then you ended up with three guys, a guy who can play center and guard, and then two tight ends, but then no running backs. What's the situation at running back? I mean, how are you addressing that?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're happy with our 11 starters. So we went in there really trying to get the best players. You know, we would have liked to get a good running back, but, you know, the times that we picked and the guys that were available, we didn't think there was guys there better than what we had. So we went with the best players. We got a tight end that we need. We needed to get a blocking tight end. And then after the next one came, when we got a second tight end, he was really the best player on the board. You know, there wasn't a dire need for that position, but we weren't going to take a player that we didn't think would make our team.
How do these three picks with Antoine Caldwell, Anthony Hill, and James Casey improve the offense?
Well, Caldwell, first of all, really improves us because, you know, this is my first time in my coaching career that I've gone through 16 games where all five O-linemen stayed healthy. So the odds of that are very small. And if that happens, we got to have a guy there who can play all three of those positions. And, you know, we feel we got really the best one in the draft who's capable of doing that.
All right, let me dive into some fan questions. Like we just said, two tight ends. Do you anticipate using James Casey some in a wildcat format? I mean, what kind of role do you see him playing?
Well, I mean, what he showed in college is he can almost do any role. And we didn't bring him here for a specific reason. We brought him because of how much we like him as a football player. And we know he's with his versatility, he's the type of guy who can get you out of bind that really quarterback if it came down to it. I mean, he can do a fullback, tight end, receiver, and even play defensive end at times in his college career. The way we plan on going about it, we want to work him at tight end. I think he could be a passing weapon right away in the NFL. I feel we have one of the best, tight end Owen Daniels. So in order for him to really help us in that aspect, you know, we'd probably have to have some injuries and stuff. But in the meantime, I think Casey will end up being a good blocking tight end. He's tough enough. He's not scared of contact. I mean, he doesn't mind getting in there and getting dirty. He just hasn't been asked to do it. So that we think that will take some time to develop. While he is developing and becoming a complete tight end, we'll use him in passing situations, and we'll also have him try to work him out at fullback.
Along those lines, can you even dress four tight ends on game day?
You can if they're doing other stuff. You know, I mean, you can't have four tight ends dressing if they're just four tight ends, because you can dress as many as you want at any position, but that means another position is going to have to take that burden. So if we dress four tight ends, we're going to have less. We will not dress two fullbacks. So if we dress four tight ends, one of those tight ends better be able to play fullback if our number one fullback gets hurt. They also better be able to help us out on special teams also.
All right, well, this fan wants to know, on your draft board, who would be the number one running back?
In the whole draft?
Mm-hmm.
I would have taken Marino. Yeah, he was the most solid one, and he was a solid player. You know, there was a couple guys we were looking at. We weren't going to go that high, but I thought he was definitely the best back this year. And right. Beanie Wells, talent-wise, was very talented, you know, just a little more risk with some of the injury history.
Were you surprised that he fell to the bottom of the first round?
No, I wasn't surprised at all.
All right, well, this fan wants to know, the Texans' problem on offense is really turnovers. That is something that you couldn't address through the draft. How do you plan to address that this season?
Well, something we had a problem with 2 years ago also. You know, it's a fine line. You don't want to make your team scared to play. You know, you still want your quarterbacks being aggressive. You want your running backs running hard. You don't want guys playing not to lose, playing not to turn the ball over. So you still want guys to have that aggressive mentality. The thing I think you do to prevent that is you run the ball better, you don't feel like you have to throw on third and long. You got to sometimes run in those situations, and you got to be in close games. We can't start off bad and be down 14-0 or 21-0 like we did versus Pittsburgh, and now we feel we got to throw the rest of the game. You throw for three quarters versus Pittsburgh, two safety defenses, you're going to have a lot of turnovers. So you got to be in games, you got to be a balanced offense and not really put that pressure on your quarterback and really the O-line to hold up and protect that long. So it really is a team deal. You know, they'll just look at the guy throwing the ball, the guy who fumbles it, but, you know, your mindset changes when you're in a tighter game.
That's why these draft picks will probably help you guys out and be less predictable, especially in the red
zone.
Well, another fan wants to know, did your dad give you any advice going into this year's draft?
No, he didn't. I mean, I wouldn't have taken any. I mean, he's not in a situation where he's watching film every day right now and studying the college player, so all his information would have been off articles and stuff. I mean, we have access to the film and we actually can study it, so you try to not take people's advice or just, you know, saying what they hear and what they read. You like to keep your opinion totally your own opinion, evaluate and see what you see on film, and so you can keep it pretty real.
All right, I know you have somewhere to be today and you guys have had a long week. But one more question from fans, and that is, you guys didn't draft a wide receiver or a quarterback. Do you feel comfortable with the quarterback situation and the wide receiver situation?
Yeah, I feel very comfortable with both. You know, we didn't plan on taking a quarterback. We didn't plan on taking a receiver. You know, that doesn't always go as planned, just like we didn't plan on taking two tight ends, but it worked out that way. No, I think we got a great group of receivers, the best I've been around. We got a guy, we got speed guys, we got quick guys, we got guys who can play outside, guys who can play inside, we got physical guys. We really got every type of player that we want. And at the quarterback position, you know, I'm very, very happy with Matt. I think he's as good of a quarterback as you could ask for. And if he goes down, I feel very good with Orlovsky. Third guy we have is Alex Brink. And, you know, personally, I really loved his college tape. And the reason we want to only bring three here is we want to give him the reps, let him practice more, so when we do throw him in that third or that fourth preseason game, that he's really prepared for and we can see how good he can become.
As always, thanks for listening. Be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.